Morning, Paul.
Morning.
If Hellebuyck starts tonight, that'll be seven of your last eight games that you've called his number. Will you be involved in the conversation when Andre Pavlik's healthy about what to do with your trio of goalies?
Yeah, he'll probably talk to me. Probably come down. It's going to be an interesting dynamic. We've got a young goaltender that's played well and deserved to play. Got lots of faith in Michael Hutchinson. I've seen him play too many games over long stretches where he's been really good. And we all have a strong memory of Andre Pavlik at the most important critical time in our season last year, running off five wins and stealing two or three of them. So it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, you like to win games, obviously. That's kind of what you're supposed to, that's what you're hired to do. If Hellebuyck is still playing well at that time, are you against going with three goalies for a period of time? Is that something that you're philosophically opposed to?
No, I'm not against it.
When you switched the lines here this last time, I think you said something like that this configuration or one-legged you'd seen coming maybe for a while or something you'd wanted to get to eventually. Can you kind of expand on that? Was it based on needing a shutdown checking line, kind of based on that? Or?
It's a really close version of what we actually started the season with. And then we got into a stretch where Adam and it was Burmistrov and Stafford had a real, real tough run. And we lost a long stretch of games, so we made some changes to that. It's also a role that I see Adam Lowry playing. That's his position. That's what he's training to do. So with younger players, you'll get 3 out of 5 sometimes good ones, and you're pushing them to get to that 4 out of 5, that 9 out of 10, and that's usually what happens when they get to that full maturity. We'll move players. So moving Adam down didn't happen that night or that. It happened over a period of a couple of months. We'll shift their roles around, but eventually, in my mind, with what we have, what we see in the years to come, this is a structure that we will get to and we'll need to get to. And I like it and understand it. It allows us to play younger players and play them sometimes not necessarily on your third line, but third off the bench. Give them an opportunity to be maybe a little bit more successful against the other team's third line in their 5 and 6D.
So when Scheifele comes back, you don't see things changing much then?
Well, he would go in, and then that would change some of it. But we have to have success with what we have here now in order for it to stay. But it is a structure that I would like us to work hard at being good at.
And can you update Mark's status at all?
No setbacks, all positive, nothing's changed. So it's a good run, so there hasn't, we'll still get to the 7-day mark, which is what the protocol calls for, and make an assessment then.
Coach, has Andre been on the ice yet?
No.
Has he had any setbacks?
No, he's right on.
You played Adam Lowry.
So we've just I'm throwing up free information. So our plan now is to bring him on the road trip with us. I'm not sure that puts him on the ice yet, but it allows us to really monitor the progress that he's made and to keep working.
In the game the other night, you played Adam Lowry almost 17 minutes. How much of that was out of need because of Mark's absence, and how much was out of merit?
Both. I really hadn't spent a whole lot of time thinking about what if this doesn't work. He's got to get this job done, but he had earned it and deserved it and looked solid, so he played the normal minutes that role needed that night. I didn't hold him back from playing more because he came off the bench where that line needed to come off the bench, and he looked good. So I stopped thinking about it after the first few shifts. He said his legs, it took him a while to start feeling good, and after that he looked like we expect him.
Just a follow on Mark there. When you say that nothing's changed, there's been no setbacks, is he still feeling concussion-like symptoms, or have those dissipated and there's no change?
Correct. So there hasn't been. The ones that, clear if I'm not a doctor, I'm just over-experienced. The guys that have the symptoms and then kind of each day kind of recover, they usually return very quickly. The ones you worry about are the guy has a bit of a symptom, feels great the next day, and then in day three and day four, he starts to slide backwards. Those ones we've always seemed to have a much harder time getting a handle on where they're at because they're up and down on a daily basis. We haven't seen that yet. It's still really, really early, so anything's possible, but it's positive so far.
Given their high-end talent, is this Red Wings a team a similar challenge to the,
yes.
what you faced against Pittsburgh?
Similar challenge, and then in some ways, you know, very... You've got Kessel and Bonino with some speed coming out on the third line. You've got Larkin and you've got Tatar and Nyquist coming out with some skill on there. So some real depth and speed throughout their whole group. So fairly similar, yeah.